Meg, you want to do like a 3, 2, 1 and then shout whatever we got?
Sure.
Okay. 3, 2, 1 What? Cheers.
I'm fine. Everything is fine.
I'm drinking 10-year-old wine.
Caffeine is great.
You kind of took my favorite?
Oh no. What? I really like Phasma a lot.
Kahlua! Hello, and welcome to Cafaves, a show where we talk about our absolute favorite things in the Star Wars universe. Grab a drink and chill with us as we talk about our favorite things. Oh my god, we are dancing. We are so into it. I am here with Meg, and I am Heather, and we actually took a much-needed break. So, I know it's been a while since we came out with an episode, but we are back, and we are excited to just talk about things and have you listen. Meg, how are you? I haven't seen you in a while. I missed you. I missed your smiling face.
Oh, I missed you too. It has been a while. Hey guys, we missed you a lot. Hey, sorry about being gone for a minute. I was underwater for a little while. Life happened. We're back. We did need a break, and now that we're back, we are so ready to do the things, and we have so many awesome plans and things to bring to you and share with you and people to introduce you to, even though you probably already know them from other podcasts in a certain network of podcasts. I am talking a lot. I'm caffeinated, even though I'm not drinking caffeine right now. This is weird.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking water.
Oh!
Because it's different. I'm not drinking tea. I'm not drinking coffee, the same coffee I'm always drinking. I'm drinking water because when you talk a lot and then you have to do a podcast, sometimes water is just the best choice for everyone involved.
Well, just when I thought you couldn't get any more boring. No, I'm just kidding. I love you. I love you. Water is great. Everybody needs water. How much water are you supposed to drink a day? Just, like 2 gallons or something? I don't know.
I can just end this podcast episode right now. I can just hit end on this meeting and we can be
kidding.
Done.
No,
do not
water is
insult
great.
My love of water. Thank you.
It's great
very
that you
much.
Love water. Everyone needs to drink a lot of water, including me. I should definitely drink more water. But I am not because I have a pour over brew. And I love pour overs because, for one, the simplicity. You don't need a machine. All you need is, I brought this, like, our listeners can see it. I'll make a clip, maybe, that you can see on social media. But you get this thing. It looks like a cute little teacup with an anus at the bottom. And so, you put this cup over your regular coffee mug. You get a filter that's shaped like a cone. You put it in what is this thing called? Anyways, the anus cup. You put the filter in there. You put your coffee grounds, and then you pour the... Meg, pull yourself together, okay? What's so funny about anus cup? Come on. Anyways, so you pour the hot water into the filter with the grounds and stuff, and it goes directly into your mug. And in all seriousness, it is very therapeutic because, for one, the smell is great. And also, I like how when you're pouring it, you see, like, the foam rise to the top. And it looks so... It almost looks like a chocolate malt, even though it's not, but that's just what it looks like. And it's great. It put me in a very good mood. And it's better than water.
Therapeutic. You know, you're not wrong. I bet it is better than water. And, like, maybe someday... I will not have the same thing, and I will have something different, and it will be that. I guess we'll see. I guess you'll just have to keep listening to see if Meg ever breaks out of her drinking at late at night recording time routine. I don't know what I was just trying to say, but hey, someday it'll happen.
We will see, and I am excited to know what that will be. But first, before we get into our topic, I've noticed that it's kind of been a while since we've gone completely off topic, so I kind of want to start with that. Something topical that, you know, everyone's talking about right now. Stimulus checks. Okay, so people are waiting on their stimulus check right now, and because of that, people are pumping out these memes. They're so great. It starts off with when that $1,400 hits the bank, and it's always like, when I'm at so-and-so place, this is what I say. And I'm just gonna give some examples because some of these just like had me dying, and they're great. So me at Bed Bath & Beyond, show me the beyond part. Me at Victoria's Secret, tell me. I like that one.
I didn't see that one. That's a good one.
That's a good one. me at Starbucks, bring the stars. I already got the bucks. Me at Wingstop, bring the wings till I say stop. those are just some of my favorite ones. The popular one is when you go to McDonald's, you ask for a couple milkshakes and they say the machine is broken. How much does it cost to fix it? And I found this one. I'm not going to say it. Don't worry, Corey, if you're listening. But it's kind of an inappropriate one. I'll just say the place and you guys can use your imagination. But this last one I'm going to say, me at Dick's Sporting Goods. So I'll just let that one sit in your brain. And yeah, so I thought those were hilarious. I'm personally still waiting on mine, but it's showing pending in my bank, so that's great. But yeah, I've been seeing those for like the past couple days. It's just cluttering my Facebook, and I just wanted to share some of those with you.
Corey just asked me if we needed to add an explicit tag to this show.
No, okay. Like... We don't need to, okay? Because I didn't say anything. All I said was the name of a place. Everything after that is totally your guys' fault, you as in the listeners. So, shame on you. Not my fault. Let's move on. So, this topic actually comes from Emma. Well, she's on our team, but she said in our Cafe Faves Discord channel that she would like to know our favorite pilots, and we can put them in our own little squadron, kind of like what they did on The Living Force. But she wants to know what our pilots are. And, you know, we thought it was a good idea, so we took that suggestion. And to anyone listening, if you ever have any ideas for episodes, drop them in the channel, and, you know, we'll totally give it a go. So, Meg, would you like to say your top three favorite pilots and what the name of your squad would be?
I would. So my top three, starting from the bottom, not that she's, you know, any less than the rest. I'm very bad at ranking things. I love them all equally. Oh. So, top three pilots. Chaz Nachatic. I love you. You're so great. You're just a big chaotic ball of anger, and I relate to that a lot.
Me too.
and your taste in music, I mean, come on. Like, if I ever need a new playlist, like a new workout playlist or a new playlist just to, I don't know, dance to, I'm gonna come to you because I trust you.
They need to make an actual album of like the songs that Chess listens to, because you know, you can't really hear it like when you're reading the book, but I would really like to know what they sound like for real.
Seriously, that's like all I want. Like, as much as I say that the last two seasons of Rebels still don't have their soundtracks and they need them, like, give me this. I want it. Give me original Star Wars, different types of music, all on a thing. I take my money. Like, give it to me. And then, my number two favorite pilot is Poe Dameron.
Ooh, good one.
I also love you, Poe Dameron, because, you know, you're really great at flying. You just are so good at it. You haven't always been, like, we saw you learning in the book, whose name currently escapes me. Is the book called Poe Dameron? It's called Poe Dameron Free Fall. That's what
Free
it's called.
Free Fall, yeah.
It's a great book. You should read it if you haven't. I bet there's an affiliate link at utini.com. Actually, I don't just bet. I know for a fact that it's there.
It is definitely there. And Free Fall, like, I got through it pretty quick because it flows very well. And it is a great coming-of-age story. I don't know how old our listeners are, but if you're a teen going through stuff, if you're an adult going through stuff, then I bet you can relate to this book.
Absolutely. I love the scene in, well, okay, there's a lot of Poe containing scenes that I love, especially in The Last Jedi. But the scene in The Rise of Skywalker when they're all on Exegol flying around and he's like, oh my gosh, I failed. I can't do it. And then everyone shows up and it's a happy, wonderful time. I just love the fact that, like, he reached a point in his quest, in his journey to becoming a leader, where he recognized that, like, sometimes as a leader you fail or you don't do a good job and you have to, like, own up to that. And he did. And he was like, I did the best that I could. Here we are. And, you know, for him, it all turned out fine in the end. I admire someone who can admit to the fact that you're not always going to do everything right. Poe, you're great. I love you. I don't know why I said it like that. Hey, let's do my number one pilot who I love. Again, equally compared to the rest. Everyone loves Hera Syndulla.
Oh, even she's me. Great.
She's so great. You know, aside from obviously being a fantastic pilot, because you can't pilot the Ghost and accomplish all the things that the Ghost crew accomplishes throughout the best Star Wars show that exists. But even, like, especially in the new, in the Alphabet Squadron trilogy, you know, we see her, like, she's been a general for a while. Like, she's been through all these things, and she not only knows how to be a leader, but, like, knows how to raise up other leaders and to, you know, lead a team and, you know, give people what they need to succeed. And that's the kind of pilot and leader and person that I want on my squadron.
You know, her leadership abilities really shine in the Alphabet Squadron books. Mm. I absolutely love her in Alphabet Squadron because just the way she, you know, interacts with each pilot, and she knows that each pilot needs their own special kind of attention, but also she knows how to bring those individuals together. It's just she really gets people, but she also knows how to handle things from, like, a war standpoint. Like, she has a very good talent when it comes to leadership. So what would you name your squadron?
Yes. So, in an effort to be optimistic, we have a squadron full of just amazing leaders and people, and people just doing their best, but everyone wants to succeed, right? So, our squadron's name is Victory Squadron, because that's you know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to be victorious.
That is so, like, cute and heartwarming, and I'm going to tell you, mine is not going to be that.
I would expect nothing less. At this point, I'm excited to hear all about your squadron.
I am excited to tell you, but first, like, I'm thinking about, like, the pilots that you chose, like, them interacting with each other, like... Mm-hmm. How would you visualize that dynamic?
You know, I thought about that because, like, you know, I mentioned that all of these pilots have, like, really great leadership qualities. And, like, here's the thing about that is when you put a bunch of leaders together, like, everyone wants to be in charge, right?
Yeah, so people kind of, like, butt heads.
Yeah, but, like, I just, you know what? This is my dream squadron. This is what I want. And honestly, like, the thing about it is, if you select one leader, if you're in a group like this, I feel like everyone else kind of falls in line. Especially, like, because if you think about, like, Hera and Poe and, like, especially those two, like, they've learned their lessons. Like, they get it. Like, Poe especially, like, having just made a lot of mistakes in his time, he gets it. He's like, he can let someone else step forward if he's not going to be the leader. I feel like Hera, you know, it's just going to be kind of the one taking care of everyone. Because that's kind of what she does.
Yeah.
You know, and I think all of us are going to have to work together to kind of like reel Poe in sometimes and kind of make sure he's just like doing the things and not, you know, going flying off and being reckless. I mean, you know, you never know with him. And you know what? I'm just going to sit back and pick whatever starfighter I'm going to fly. I'm just going to be along for the ride and I'm going to enjoy it because I just, you know, let's do the thing.
That sounds so fun. I really like your picks. They're very fantastic. I admit that I kind of broke the rules just a little bit.
Heather.
I know. I always do this. It's just... Okay. The pilots that I picked, they're not necessarily like my most favorite pilots in Star Wars ever. I do love them. Honestly, one of them's not technically a pilot, but I know. I picked my characters for the sake of a punchline that I thought of that was too good to pass up.
My God.
So, let's get started, shall we? And these people are in no particular order. They all kind of just like, you know, oh my God, Maggie it looks so disappointed in me. She has her head down, just like shaking her head. Like, I'm sorry. Okay, once you hear what I have to say, you'll love it. Okay. So, first, I'm going to say Anakin. And that one is actually true. I definitely would pick Anakin as one of my pilots because he's literally one of the best pilots out there. He has, like, the best flying skills and some of... Like, he's had some impressive feats. Like, one of the ones I keep thinking of is that episode of Clone Wars, Cat and Mouse. The way he used that stealth ship in order to defeat Trench, it was pure genius. I loved it. And it wasn't even, like, his mission. It wasn't his mission to defeat Trench, but, like, the way he used that new stealth ship and did it anyway, I thought was very impressive. And just the fact that, like, in Phantom Menace, when, you know, he spent all of his life on Tatooine, not flying at all. Like, sure, he had pod racers, but I imagine that flying an actual ship is very different. But he picked up on it right away, you know? And, like, he just has a natural talent for it. But the main reason why I picked him is because, well, at least for my particular squad, is because he tends to, like, break away from his main mission. Like, he goes off the books and does his own thing. So, keep that in mind. Going to my next pilot, I am picking Han Solo. Because, you know, he's a cocky guy, and he does a lot of very risky maneuvers. Like, of course, there's the Kessel Run, who can forget that? And I really do love how we got to see that in Solo, a Star Wars movie. Like, obviously, it's something that's been talked about for, like, decades, and finally we get to see it, and it was a very impressive feat. And just, like, another little trick that he did that I thought was really neat was how, like, in Empire Strikes Back, he pretty much, like, clamped himself onto... It was a Star Destroyer, right? And then he, like... jettisoned himself, like, along with the trash. Like, it's genius. It's chaotic and it's genius, yeah. But that's how he works. He's just like, I don't know if this is gonna work, but this is an idea and I'm gonna go for it. If it works, cool. If not, then oops, you know. So that's another trait that I want you to keep in mind, is the fact that he is completely and utterly reckless. And my number one, the person who is not technically a pilot, but I'm putting her there anyway, is Holdo.
Oh, Holdo.
I don't know if you see where I'm going with this, but Holdo, okay, she's not technically a pilot, but damn, she sure knows what to do with the ship. Because she is known for her Holdo maneuver, the big ol' risky, she sacrificed herself in order to jam her ship into the other ship, and it was a big ol' explosion, a cool thing. And, yeah, I know she's not technically a pilot, and, like, her maneuver was obviously, like, a one-time, single-use thing. But considering that, so, you know, Anakin being reckless, Han Solo being reckless, and Holdo just straight up sacrificing herself to do this impressive maneuver, I am calling them Suicide Squad. There might be a dark joke in there somewhere. Actually, I know for a fact there is, considering the last person I picked, but...
My God.
That is my punchline. And I did not want to pass it up. I hope you enjoyed it.
I was going to say I have no words, but this is also a podcast in which I am required to talk.
Talk away, please. So in response...
That, you know what? I should have seen that coming. I didn't. But sometimes you don't see things coming and they're just that much more delightful once you finally do. That, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, I feel so much better.
I said it already. I gave you the compliment. I'm going to let you have it.
I will take it. I will hold it close to my heart forever until I die. Along with my Suicide Squad.
Oh my God. There it is.
The kicker is I've never even seen the movie and I have no interest in watching it.
Oh my God. Neither have I.
Okay, well, those are our squadrons. Hope you enjoyed it. Time for Happy Beeps, maybe?
It is time for Happy Beeps.
Woo!
Happy Beeps here, buddy. Come on.
A long time ago, in a galaxy not so far away because it was ours, it was announced that the Bad Batch show on Disney Plus is officially premiering on May 4th, otherwise known as Star Wars Day. And this is old news, like, even as we're recording it, but we thought we would talk about it because I don't know if we've mentioned it at all on the show before, but I thought we could go into, like, our initial feelings of, like, what we thought about it when it was first announced and, like, how we feel about it now, because I don't know about you, but I feel a lot different, like, having seen some, like, footage and knowing when it's coming out and being excited compared to, like, when it was first announced.
Oh, definitely, yes. Yeah because so, when, like, when they first mentioned it, I was just like, do we need that? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Do we really need a show just about them? But, like, that sizzle reel that they came out with, it got me pumped. Like, yes. It looked so good.
Yes, exactly. Like, when they first announced it, my first thought was, like, why do we need another show that's basically... It's not technically a spinoff. They're not calling it a spinoff. Whatever. It's another show set close in time to Clone Wars. But my first thought was, like, why do we need another show that's, like, kind of about Clone Wars and about the same characters? And why do we need, like, more of this? Like, Clone Wars is over. Can we just move on? I love this era of Star Wars. I love, like, from, like, Revenge of the Sith to, like, A New Hope... Like, some of the best Star Wars that I've ever seen, like, takes place in that time period. Just, like, with, like, the rise of the Empire and, like, the galaxy changing. And then, like, eventually a rebellion rising up and people saying, like, no more of this nonsense. We don't want to deal with it anymore. I love that. Like, we still don't know, like, a ton of, like, details. But we do know that, like, it's about clones after clones are no longer needed, so, like, the Clone Wars is over. So, like, it's presumably about them, like, figuring out, like, what their place in the Empire is and, like, what the galaxy is like, right after that. I am so excited, especially because Fennec Shand, Ming-Na Wen, is in this show, and that makes me so happy because, like, we thought We were going to get her for like one episode of The Mandalorian and that was it. No friends. No. Not only was she back in The Mandalorian for multiple episodes after we thought she was dead, she's in the Boba Fett show. And in The Bad Batch. I'm so excited. I'm ready.
I know. She is truly amazing. And one thing I really enjoy about instances like this is I absolutely love seeing like the combination or intermingling, whatever you want to call it, of the different types of Star Wars content coming together to mm-hmm. make it seem like one whole entity, because that really is the point, yeah. right? Like, I just love seeing live-action characters coming into the animations and, like, vice versa. Unless I'm mistaken, the first instance I can remember of that happening was with Saw Gerrera. Mm-hmm. So he started off in the animated Clone Wars series, and then, you know, he became live-action in Rogue One. And I remember freaking out about that, like, oh, this is a possibility mm-hmm. now. What other characters are we going to see? And now it's happening more and more, like with Ahsoka, you know, coming from animation into live action. Like, I'm excited to see what other characters are going to do that.
Yes, one of my favorite things about, like, Star Wars storytelling, just, like, overall, is when things connect. And, like, that's honestly something I have always loved about, like, the books, and what I love about the canon books is that, like, part of the reason they exist is to connect different pieces. And like, I just love when characters cross over, and when, you know, a character you first meet in a comic appears somewhere else, if that's even happened. I, for some reason, no examples are coming to mind. Or like when, a character from a show shows up in a book, like some people don't like that. But I think just, like, the more you expand the universe and the more you connect it at the same time, it just, like, the richer Star Wars is, because, in a way, like, all these stories are connected. That's how it's supposed to be. And I, like, we know that this show is coming and there's so much more coming, you know, down the line eventually after this. I don't know how long The Bad Batch is going to last. I don't know a ton about it. I don't know how long the seasons are going to be. We have no idea what an original Star Wars animated show on Disney Plus looks like, because this is going to be the first one, because Clone Wars, like, the last season premiered on Disney Plus, but they just kept the same format as the other seasons, which is totally fine. Like, I'm here for it. But, like, the thing about streaming and, like, Disney Plus is they can pretty much do whatever they want. So, like, it's a question of, like, will they keep it the same because it's animated and whatever, or will they, like, play with it and do different lengths and have, you know, a certain number of episodes per season? Like, I'm so excited just to see, like, what they can do with this and what it can lead to. Like, will they have more shows, more animated shows just on Disney Plus, like, that continue different stories and things like that in the future? Like, they have to if this does well. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you know, when I look at Bad Batch, whether it be, like, pictures or sizzle reels and stuff, like, I kind of just assume that it would look a lot like the Clone mm-hmm. Wars, because, you know, that's where we first saw them. But you make a good point. I mean, this is going to be, like, a Disney Plus exclusive, pretty much. Like, it has no relation to, you know, just regular cable TV, whatever. They really can do, like, whatever they want. So, I really want to know if it really is going to be different in any way, or if it's kind of just going to be similar to Clone Wars, which would also be cool, you know?
Yeah. May is really not that far away at this point. I'm excited. It feels like, even though it's not the case at this point in time, it feels like it's been a while since we got new Star Wars. It's not true, because we just had The Mandalorian, but there's so much Star Wars happening. Like, in, if you just look at everything in general, like, yeah, there aren't any movies coming out anytime soon, and maybe that's for the better at this point, like, just in terms of, like, take your time with production and writing the thing and doing all the things and you know, all that stuff. But you know, we have, like, this show and then the Boba Fett show at some point later this year. And then, like, who knows time-wise after that. But then, like, you think about all the books we're also getting and all the comics we're getting. It's like, Star Wars never stops. And it's good. It's so good.
And I know what you mean by it kind of seems like we're it's been a while since we've received like more content, even though, like you said, with the Mandalorian and everything. But mm-hmm. I almost think it's because the Star Wars timeline is so large, especially now with the addition of the High Republic. It almost seems like we can't get enough because now there is just so much area to cover.
Right.
And we just want to, like, get into, like, each era and know a lot more. Yeah. But obviously, there's only so much that can be pumped out at a time.
Right. And, like, it's also good to have so many different things. Especially because, like, the reality is not every Star Wars fan is going to love everything. And that's totally fine. That's totally valid. Like, you're not going to love every book. You're not going to be into every single show. You know, you might not be a comics person, and that's totally fine. But, like, the whole point of Star Wars should be there's something for everyone. And if there's something for everyone at any given time, that's just better for the fandom. And that's why we're so happy about it. Because everyone, there's something for everyone to enjoy. And, we can all find common ground in the things that we like.
Exactly. Going back to Bad Batch, which member is actually your favorite?
Oh.
I know this could be, like, a completely different episode, but, I mean, we're already talking about it. We're here. I mean, I'll say mine. Mine is definitely Wrecker. Just because he is so hilarious. Yeah. Like, literally everything he does just makes me laugh, and I love how, like, he's not really a plan kind of guy. He kind of just, like, rushes in and just, like, wrecks every... Oh, Wrecker. He just goes in and wrecks everything. That's why he's called that. But no, he just brings me joy. He's great.
I really want to see where Echo's story is going.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, like, I mean, the whole point of him being there is that, like, you know, he was, like, a quote-unquote normal clone, and now he's not, and now he's part of this different team. So, you know, what kind of, like, struggles is that creating for him, especially in this new galaxy that they now live in? You know, what's the dynamic between all of them, and, you know, where's he going from here? Like, I want to know. I'm really, really curious. And, like, when, like, that arc ended in the Clone Wars, the last season, and you kind of just, like, see him standing there, and the whole point is, like, you know, he's going off to do this other thing away from his brothers and whatever, you know, I thought that was the end, and I would have been totally fine with that. So the fact that, like, we're getting more of that, give it to me. I want it.
Definitely. I want to know, for all of them, really, not just Echo, I really do want to know how they're going to react to and handle Order 66. Yeah. That would be very interesting. Because, I mean, we don't see them in Rebels. Right. So it's like, what are they doing? What are they up to, you know?
And I'm like, give me Order 66 from every possible angle, from every possible part of the galaxy. Like, I don't care how many times I have to watch it. I want it all.
Like, I want to be hurt in different ways.
Like, for real, though. Like, that part in the Revenge of the Sith is, like, one of the reasons I love it so much. And so, like, we've gotten it now in multiple different places. And it's, you know, it breaks your heart every time. But, like, for some reason, that brings me so much joy. I don't know what that says about me. But
no, yeah. I totally get what you mean. Because it's, like, you know, some of my most, like, emotional moments watching Star Wars, like, really has to do with Order 66, and they keep bringing it up. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, in the last season of the Clone Wars, you got to see it from Ahsoka and Rex's perspective, and even in Fallen Order, when you see Cal's flashbacks with his master, you see it there, and it's crazy because, like, we are so familiar with Order 66 now, at least with me, I could tell, like, when it was, oh, you haven't played Fallen Order. I can't talk about it.
I know kind of some things that happen. Listen, at this point, if I get spoiled, it's my own fault. I could very easily finish the game. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Like, all I'll say is, like, I already mentioned Order 66 in the flashback, so you know that's happening. But what I was going to say is, before anyone even says anything, you can kind of tell that it's going to happen as it's happening, just because, like, we're so familiar with, like, the aura that Order 66 brings. But, yeah, that's my little take.
I'm ready. Break my heart again.
Yes, for real. My heart's been shattered into a million pieces. But you know what? It can be shattered into a million more. I'll accept the challenge.
It's true.
Well, gosh, it's been a long time, and, you know, it's been great talking with you again. I can't wait to talk with you some more, but I think that about wraps it up for this episode. Listeners, thank you for being patient with us. We hope you enjoyed this episode, got some laughs in, but thank you all for listening to Cafe Faves with me, who is Heather, and with Meg, the other person that I'm talking to right now. And be sure to check out our exclusive channel on Discord, the Cafe Faves channel. And if you want to hear us talk about anything, if you have any ideas for, like, topics or whatever, or maybe you want to hear something in particular for Happy Beeps, just whatever it is, just let us know. Even if it doesn't have to do with anything of the show, if you want us to say anything, just tell us, and considering whether it's appropriate or not, I will say whatever it is you want to say. follow us on Twitter at @utini_us. You can find me at Heather G and Meg at Meg Dowell, and we will see you next time.
Bye
bye. Bye bye.